You know, every once in a while we run through the computer and we say, what subject haven't we talked about recently? And every once in a while some weird things come up and say, oh, you know, it's been a while since you've talked about kazoos. All right. Well, we're not going to talk about kazoos this morning, but because the great computer told us that we haven't talked about bowling for a while. So that's what we're going to talk about today. There's a wonderful event taking place. It's called Bowl for Kids' Sake, and it's going to take place over a series of Sundays and Saturdays, beginning Sunday, March 11th at 12:30. And all of this is for Big Brothers, Big Sisters of the Southern Adirondacks. To tell us more about it, we welcome Leah Everhart, who is a board member of Big Brothers Big Sisters of the Southern Adirondacks, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Leah to the program. How are you? It is wonderful to see you.
Doing great on this beautiful spring morning.
Good for you for coming in. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Leah is a neighbor in town, and it's quite a schlep to get here, and I thank you very much for doing it. Okay, so let's begin with the Big Brothers, Big Sisters of the Southern Adirondacks. Talk about that term, Southern Adirondacks. Your area of influence is?
We cover Warren and Washington counties and a small little part of northern Saratoga.
Right.
So there's obviously a national Big Brothers, Big Sisters. We are one of the affiliates. There are many affiliates over the nation. What's important to know, though, for purposes of our budget, is that while we're affiliated with National, we're not funded by National. So, you know, everything that we have to spend in a year to make these programs work have to come in from private funding sources.
Now, is that the case for all Big Brothers, Big Sisters chapters?
As far as I know, it is. National does not, you know, is not a funding source for the programs that we run across for the children that we serve.
And I don't say this with any malice, but you're on your own.
Correct. We're completely on our own. We have to adhere to their rules and regulations, but as far as funding them, we're completely on our own.
And when it comes to those rules and regulations, you're doing what we think of Big Brothers and Big Sisters doing and the mission that what we know about them.
Yeah, I mean, the most basic way to say it is that we pair young members of our community with mentors that are older members of our community. Usually the kids that we pair, we call those littles, little brother, little sister, yeah. And we pair them with adults, big brother, big sister.
They use that term in sororities and
exactly.
Fraternities
yep.
as well.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. So just getting them ready for that.
A little more yeah. wholesome here.
Yes.
I mean, they're kids that...
No hazing and the like. Yes,
right.
Go ahead.
Zero hazing. You know, they're kids that are at a crossroads sometimes. They just need a little extra support. These are kids who have, you know, a loving parent, sometimes two loving parents, but they just need more support. Sometimes they're kids in a situation that's not optimal. And the support we provide them is having basically an adult friend who's there to listen to them, to talk with them, to commiserate with them, to take them out, to give them that support. And it doesn't sound like a big deal, but the confidence that it produces in these kids that might not feel like they have other friends is enormous.
Yes. Roughly how many kids are we talking about that actively have mentors now?
Well, currently we have two different, vastly different programs going on. One is the typical that I just described, an adult and a child. We
Correct.
Also have a schools program where we mimic that structure with older children in the school with their younger children in the school. So for the more typical, you know, community-based program, we have 64. For our schools-based program, though, we have over 200. We have 98 matches, and you know, older with a younger, but we have about 200 kids overall participating.
Okay, now I wasn't overly aware, I've heard of it, but I wasn't overly, have not been overly aware of the schools program. That seems like a great idea.
Yeah, we're really, really excited about it. We have that program going on in seven different schools throughout our service area, and it's an enormous success. It's really taken off. We love that. We have to do some things that are a little different when it comes to for the community-based programs, we have match events all over, hiking, pizza parties.
Right.
But we can't really do that with our schools program because it needs to be school-based. So we come up with activities to do in school to facilitate that relationship.
Do you facilitate the relationship in the sense of pairing the two together?
We do. We do. And that's part of our operating budget. We have staff members that have to be present in the schools program when we have these sort of match events going on so that the older, you know, the mentors and the mentees can get together supervised. out in the real world, when we have our sort of community programs, we don't have those staff members available on site all the time. But we do have programs where they're there, and so that's part of our funding need. The ability to have these programs going on and the support that we provide, bigs and littles, you know, we have to fund those things. So
there's certainly never a shortage of the littles. Is there ever a shortage of the bigs?
Very good question. Unfortunately, there is, especially for male bigs. We have easily 20 kids waiting right now at any given time. And the saddest part is sometimes they wait until they time out. You know, they're a kid on a waiting list so long that they're no longer a kid anymore.
Yeah. Time out is when you shave. When is time out?
Well, when they become too old to participate in the program, yeah, and they're no longer a child.
Right.
So that's
they're the ones driving and picking you
exactly,
up, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, that's probably the saddest part, that we have this ability to help, but we don't have the volunteers who are, you know, raising their hand, stepping up and doing it.
What the hell are the men doing? I mean, come on. they can do,
you know,
this.
Joe, that's really interesting point. Have you participated as a big brother yet?
You know, I did it years ago in Glens Falls when I worked up there, and I did it for a while, and it was really fun.
Yeah.
It was a blast.
Yeah.
I was thinking about it the other day, actually, because it was before cell phones were so prevalent, and you think of how a relationship would be different because, you know, you had to call and sort of there was a lot of back and forth and all that. And
yeah,
now you have instant communication with the person that you want to get hold of.
You know, we tell people that the commitment we need from bigs is a one-year commitment. Within that, we have some, you know, recommended amounts of time, but ultimately it's not as much time as one would think. You know, we hope that there's a, you know, once a month ability to do something with a little. Most bigs and littles get together and, you know, once they kind of develop that relationship, they get together far more frequently than that. And it's not a huge drain on, you know, your time.
Now, I don't want to disappoint anyone because I started off by saying we were going to talk about bowling. So, by God, let's talk about bowling. So, to help you make money and to help fund these wonderful programs that you just outlined, you have Bowl for Kids' Sake, which is a program that I think people who've lived in this area know for it's been around for a very, very long time. It's very successful. And so for Big Brothers, Big Sisters of the Southern Adirondacks, Bowl for Kids' Sake will begin this Sunday, March 11th at 12:30 p.m. at Kingpin's Alley Fun Center. That's in South Glens Falls in northern Saratoga County. So how does it work?
Basically, what we do is we take over the bowling alley. We have teams that are formed by volunteers. I have a team, for instance. Each of my bowlers have a sheet that I brought with me today that, you know, you can fill out and you fundraise that way, basically. You find people and you beg them for money. But now that, you know, we live in the age of the internet, it's much, 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 much easier. You don't have to carry around a piece of paper. And in fact, you know, people can contribute to our goal without having to ever run into one of these bowlers or participate themselves. If they go to mentoringinfo.org, you can very easily get information about volunteering your time or, you know, participating and supporting us financially. But the bottom line is, if anyone really wants to bowl, we still have some openings available on St. Paddy's Day, Saturday, March 17th. And we have two slots available on Sunday, two different time slots available on Sunday, March 18th. We have a 12:30 bowling time and a 3 p.m. start time. So there are some openings. We still have some open lanes there. But ultimately, it's a fun time. An entire bowling alley taken over by kids and adults and running around in matching T-shirts and having a great time.
Oh, that sounds great. Do you have a goal of how much money you want to raise?
We do. Our goal this year is hopefully not too optimistic. This is our biggest fundraiser of the year.
Right.
It carries, we're hoping that we'll be able to make almost half our budget. We're hoping that we'll be able to make about $115,000. We've never made that much before, but we're hoping this year with, you know, all of our board members have teams, all of our board members participate, and we've been hounding all of our friends and loved ones and, like I said, begging for money and being pretty.
We know something about that here. Yeah. So it's a great event. It's Sunday, March 11th at 12:30, Saturday, March 17th, which, yes, is St. Patrick's Day, at 6:30, and Sunday, March 18th at 12:30 and 3. As Leah mentioned, you can find out more information at mentoringinfo.org/bowl. www.mentoringinfo.org/bowl. And you can find out more information about Big Brothers Big Sisters of the Southern Adirondacks and the Bowl for Kids' Sake 2018 happening at the Kingpins Alley Fun Center in South Glens Falls. We will also have a link on our website connected with this interview when it is posted in just a little bit. Leah Everhart is a board member with Big Brothers Big Sisters of the Southern Adirondacks. Anything else you want to mention?
Nope. Just thanks so much for having me here. I really appreciate
it. Well, it's a great pleasure. Thank you very much for joining us. Best of luck having everybody come out. I know, I'm sure the weather will be perfect. It'll be beautiful. It'll be lovely, and everything will go right, and you'll more than surpass your goal. Big Brothers Big Sisters Bowl for Kids' Sake 2018. Find out more mentoringinfo.org/bowl. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.